Yes, sir.
Well, tell me, how was your day? Looks like we're in a hell of a shape with Cuba.
Yeah, I just heard that a little while ago. Sure does.
Wait a minute, I want to hear Walter Cronkite. Look over anything you got for me.
All right. Really don't have very much. It's been a pretty quiet day.
Any more than the Oklahoma story?
No. Abe came back with a copy of it, and it's not appeared anywhere except in the Daily Oklahoma. No one has picked it up. No one has shown any interest in it.
When did it appear there?
Day before yesterday.
Was it a bad story?
He read it to me on the phone. It was not a good one. It was just pretty, very much like it was described.
All right. Any other things today? Any more on Reynolds?
Nothing except a call from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch saying that they had interviewed him and that he said that I had put out all this stuff to Pearson, that I tried all over town to peddle it, and nobody would take it except Pearson. So I had George to take the call. George tells me he convinced him it wasn't true.
Well, did George convince him what kind of guy he was?
I think so. Whitley called George and said that he'd had an inquiry from Hearst and said that they had a record that showed that Baker had called Reynolds in Jamaica on February the 5th.
What?
That Baker had called Reynolds in Jamaica on February the 5th, 1963, and wanted to know Whitley whether that had anything to do with the conversion of the insurance, because it was about that time. Well, it couldn't have. Reynolds didn't have anything to do with the conversion. Didn't come till the 25th anyway.
Hearst did this.
Oh, that's right.
What's their great interest?
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Says the Postmaster General went up and visited with Yarber today and thinks maybe he's got him straightened out. Not sure.
How do you do it?
Just told him that that they should have called him about the Myers appointment and that they slipped up and didn't do it, and that they tried to be more careful in the future.
Tell him we didn't have anything to do it?
Yes, sir. Which we didn't. That point was made at the Post Office Department. We made the other two.
Well, does he expect to be called on every post office department appointment?
In Texas, I think so. Murphy. I talked to Charlie Murphy a while ago.
Does this guy have to be confirmed?
No, sir.
Off the record,
Charlie Murphy a while ago.
back down there?
Yes, sir.
You do any good on the house?
No, sir.
What's the story?
Well, the people are trying to raise their money now. I'm going to try to go home on the way. You're going to be here tomorrow.
Well, now, do the people, anybody want to buy it?
This New York group wants to, but haven't got their finances arranged.
What kind of, how much finances they have to have? I thought the baker's going to finance them.
Well, they have to, the baker's going to finance it, I think, to the extent of where it is now. But they've got a good deal on top of that.
Well, do they have any money themselves?
They do have, according to the, they hadn't worked out how much of it, how they were going to do it, according to AW, who was in here just a little while ago. Mildred, while I'm talking, see if AW's mansion, I may want to transfer. He left here just about 20, 30 minutes ago, and I imagine he may have gone with Babe. I don't know where he went.
When did he come back, last night or today?
Last night. But I didn't see him till today. He's been around here a good part of the day, but he said he came back last night. Bryce Daniel called a little while ago and said that you had indicated to him it would be all right if you brought OJ by sometime tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he's going to try to leave at 5:30. I told him I'd let him know in the morning.
All right. See when you can slip it back in.
All right. Cecil King very much wants
to. I'm having a little trouble hearing
you. Cecil King very much wants to come see you before he goes to California for the recess.
Say what about?
Well, he said he's just California politics generally. Joe Barr has been calling me because they're doing pretty well on the Senate floor, although he said they were delayed about 5 hours on this women's amendment. And then they disposed of the depletion amendment 61 to 33, and that they. This was, an hour ago, and then Douglas was going to have another one, but he thought that would be defeated by a voice vote. And,
what woman's amendment?
Well, I'm not sure that I know. Just he said they got into a long discussion. They couldn't stop it. Let's see if I got a note here on it. Something that interested me. They called the Working Girls Amendment. And finally they substituted another one for it, which was practically the present law, and everybody thought it was a good way to resolve it. An hour ago when he called. Mildred, you might call the Democratic cloakroom.
That's all right. They ought to finish tonight, damn it.
He said he didn't think it's possible because of the delay on this Working Girls Amendment.
Whose amendment was it?
I don't know, sir. Sorry to say. He said they resolved it by one that they agreed to that just restated the present law and satisfied everybody.
Okay.
AW is over to Manchin. I can transfer you over there.
All right, when you get through here.
And you've got a letter from Tony Taylor about going to California.
What about it?
He said on January 2nd you asked me to come to you to Los Angeles to meet the President of the United Mexican States. At the time you had no Secretary of Presence, suggested I remind you, and according to I'm so doing. So. Also, Henry Gonzalez called me about the same thing and said you had talked to him about it. Not, so I didn't know about it.
in the White House and tell him I'm not having any part in any primary.
Tell who to?
Marks. Didn't he represent him?
Yes, I just didn't understand.
Just tell Marks to call him and tell him that we won't have anything to do with it. Keep him away in the White House.
All right. Mildred says if they report to the cloakroom, they'll be in session at 9 or 10 o'clock, but I doubted they'd get through.
Okay.
And, got, I guess, 100 telegrams on beef imports, real good ones, supporting this action. Stan Musial told me today that he had been kept completely quiet, but the FBI was around talking to people, and that several people had called him and asked him what it was, and he just said he didn't know anything about it, but he was a little concerned because they knew he was being checked on.
When do we go out there?
14th.
When is that?
That is a week from Friday. A week from tomorrow. Udall wants to appoint Joe Dickerson, head of the oil and gas division.
What?
Udall wants to appoint Joe Dickerson, head of the oil and gas division.
Is he any good?
I think he's a pretty good man. He's quite, he's 65 or 6. He's took Claude Wilde's place mid-continent. Udall says he'll get criticism from Proxmire, but it's his appointment, and it's always been an industry man. It's got to be an industry man. It, nobody else would know enough to handle it. This is one that Jerry, beginning of his last name, resigned from. It's made over there, not over here.
All right. Frank them approve it?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Frank does. I don't know about anybody else.
All right. When's Buzz moving over?
I don't know for sure yet. They haven't got his report ready yet. They're running a little behind with it. Supposed to have had it today. Had one or two things that hadn't come in.
Anything on the woman yet?
Yes, I'm glad you remind me of that. Beek was here just a little while ago and says it looks like that a good deal of this may be mistaken identity. That's why they wanted to hold it up to recheck it. He said that he showed me what they had so far, and some of it's awful bad. But
wait just a minute.
He's inclined to believe. And but not sure of it, that most of it is another Aline Bernstein.
Go ahead.
And that they're going to...
Wait a minute.
think that's about it. He says that, that it looks like it's going to end up with being the only bad thing is going to be kind of art stuff that don't amount to anything. If first indication he's got that this all this bad stuff is somebody else with the same name.
What is what will wind up being bad?
Oh, not really bad, but defending of an artist, regardless of what their political affiliations, which he doesn't consider bad. She is no question what she is the one that this Dallas thing and all this art stuff, saying that that art is art, and if it's pretty, it doesn't make any difference whether a Nazi or a communist painted it. You don't have to go behind the picture and look at a political affiliation of an artist, which nothing wrong with that. It looks like all this other stuff.
Did you tell Stan that?
Yes, I did. He's still here.
I wish you'd watch Walter Cronkite. It's the most Republican thing I ever saw.
Mildred, turn on the television.
No, we've already finished.
Oh, it's all over.
Yeah. Every night, though, you ought to watch that Huntley Brinkley, Walter Cronkite while you watch, because he's really Republican.
Mildred reminded me that they've got your friends on at 10:30 on ABC tonight.
What friends?
Johnson City friends. Show was filmed down there. George Croft and Ben Kreider, people like that.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they had them.
I think this was done some time ago. I remember A.W. saying that he kind of tried to change, A.W. and Jesse tried to channel them into the right people. At least it's on Channel 7 here on ABC. Whether it's on up there or not, I don't know.
Who told you about that, Mildred?
Willie Day got it out of the papers and called.
Or do you watch it, or somebody watch it?
I will, sir.
How's your mail?
Good shape.
Better check that now and see if we got any more Munt mail that's around there that's not answered. He just gave me hell the other night. Said he hated to do it, but we had three letters of his. Congressman Sanders ought to have special attention somewhere.
I sure do, too. And I talked to Gene Lewis, who works for O'Brien. All of their mail goes to him. I believe they do get it. Now, they certainly appear to be in good shape. I've been signing a lot of it. It's pretty much up to date. I don't know the facts on that particular one. I didn't try to. I mean, you'd given that to Jack to do, and I didn't do it, but I did take a general check.
Transfer me then, A.W.
All right, sir. Just 1 minute.
Operator,
transfer this to Judge